Hey, you're on a Gary Stevens Show, Swingin' Radio England. Time for another direct report from the Beatles' North American tour. Here's our own Bess Coleman reporting exclusively for Radio England. And Bess is now in Memphis, so let's hear from her.
Anyone who says that the Beatles are slipping and are losing popularity has just got to be kidding. I wish those people had been along at the Coliseum in Memphis last night to see and hear the fantastic reception that nearly 20,000 fans gave them at two performances. There were no mass crowd breakthroughs, there were just too many police, but the screams are just as strong now as ever they were, and so is the enthusiasm. After the last show, the Beatles fled the stage and into a bus along with the rest of us, which took us to the Metropolitan Airport, where hundreds of fans had gathered to see their idols off. During the flight, we were served late dinner, and while Paul and Ringo wandered around talking, George and John got deeply involved in a game of cards at the back of the plane, along with Neil Aspinall. Tonight, the boys are appearing at Crossley Fields, and I'll have reports about that concert tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Bess Coleman here, reporting exclusively for Radio England on the Gary Stevens Show.
Swingin' Radio England.
Bobby Hammond, Sonny.